Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. I like Dwayne's. That's a good one. Something improbable is today, coming off Scott Presser yesterday. Improbable that Pennsylvania, on paper, would be a red state. Want to start this hour, though, with Dr. Robert Redfield. Redfield was on, was it CNN yesterday? Doesn't matter. National TV, talking about RFK Jr. and talking about what RFK Jr. is actually going to do. And he said one thing that I completely agree with, and Dr. Marty McCarry, as soon as he's in as head of the FDA, we'll get him on, talked about a lot, that the COVID mortality rate was so high because of these chronic diseases. What are the reasons for these chronic diseases? Now, I would say some of it is the choices we all make in various things. RFK, and I add to that, the difficulty of evading the choices that big food and big pharma are making on some things, it makes it difficult. But then they get into autism. So I'll play Redfield in a moment, but isn't it true? And during the hearing, again, every time I hear this statistic, RFK Jr. said that autism rates have gone from 1 in 10,000, and today in our children, 1 in 34. Now, it's fine to study and see if there's another causal element. Are we going to come back to the vaccination argument? He's making a more subtle argument that I think is worthy that the media is not absolutely covering, which is the timing of vaccinations. If he goes down that path, I want to see what the research indicates. But it just has occurred to me, and tell me if this has occurred to you. How many times do we say, you know what? Yeah, that guy looks like he's on the spectrum. If you say that to the average person now, they know what you're talking about. Why is that? Well, because we diagnose autism more. You know, I remember first getting my master's in special ed, and at that point, there was nothing about the spectrum. It wasn't much of that. And to be diagnosed, as I remember it then, with autism, it had to be like, yeah, that's autism. You know what I mean? The kid had to be, and I had several kids like this in a summer camp. They had to be almost non-communicative in their own world. They might be diagnosed with that. Now we're diagnosing a lot more people, and what do we say? Somewhere along the spectrum, meaning they're varying degrees. So could it be it's one out of 34 now, and the main hunk of those people may not have been diagnosed with autism before? We wouldn't have said it. We weren't as sophisticated. In fact, in answer to Kennedy, maybe we're overdoing it. Maybe we're saying too many people are autistic. Maybe it's gone too far that way as a diagnosis. Doesn't that make sense that that's something to look at as far as that's a large part of it? Are there environmental factors? You know, you want to go to what he said about the inability to the timing of vaccine? I'm willing to hear that. Here's Redfield, though, making the point that is a really solid one that Dr. Marty McCarry made, and that if RFK sticks to this, it's going to be a gold mine of what the American people want. Here's what Redfield said.
One of the reasons I support Kennedy is he really sees and really communicates what should have been seen and communicated a long time ago. And that is that our nation in the last 30 years has gone from a healthy nation to a sick nation. When his uncle was president, we had obesity rates less than 3%. Today we have obesity rates close to 50%. Today we have adolescents, obesity rates over 20%. When we had chronic disease rates in the 60s, it was less than 5%. Today, now they're over 50%. We've become a very sick nation. That's the reason when I was CDC director, we lost 1.2 million Americans died of COVID, even though other countries like Taiwan, you know, lost in less than 5 to 10,000 people. It's because we were an unhealthy nation, and the COVID virus, unfortunately, knows how to exploit underlying diseases like diabetes and hypertension and lead to increased mortality.
All right, that's a lot to break down there, and I think a lot of truth in that. And if Kennedy stays in that lane more than the other stuff, that is a lane to explore. What is it that is making us now? I come back to with the kids, and how many years, I remember when it first became apparent, obesity in kids. And look, I may have engaged in it, you may have too, to say it was solely exercise, not running around enough, playing too many video games. But I come back to, there's a large amount of truth in that. You know, and is it just, well, the food, they can't do anything about it. Really? Is it that apparent? Now, when Kennedy minds that, gets into that, and we take care of that, if he's able to do that, that'll be a big plus. And then we should see better or lack of chronic disease. But why autism? What's the theory they're going to operate under? I gave you the biggest theory I have. We diagnose more and more people, maybe too many, who knows? We use the phrase on the spectrum casually. You know, sometimes used with Elon Musk. It's used with a lot of people of a certain personality type or something of that nature. And we don't mean it's what we used to mean about being autistic. It means something completely different. I think that explains why 1 in 10,000 versus 1 in 34. It used to be, really, you had to be very visibly autistic. I'll put it that way. For people to diagnose. It just wasn't diagnosed until the last, we could argue over a number of years. Yeah.
I might get crushed for saying this.
Yeah.
It's trendy to be autistic in 2025.
It is.
Because we've created a culture where it's a victimhood culture. And yeah. Everybody wants to win an argument. And when you have that on your resume of victimhood, it gives you a leg up. So a lot of young people are striving to have that diagnosis.
I haven't heard that. Now,
Wear it like a badge of honor at points. Yeah.
Really? I still think it's a negative. How's it a positive?
Because you got a leg up. It's like Dan just said, you got a leg up in the victimhood culture. Mm. You got a little something. You got a little wrinkle in your game.
It's a reason to not be held accountable in a lot of situations.
Remember that like time blindness girl?
Yes.
Like something like that. Right. Where okay. You know, it really has nothing to do with, like, you're just being a jerk almost. You're being inconsiderate to other people.
I know with the SATs, people paid a lot to buy doctors to say they were learning disabled. So, you know, I don't know if this is thrown into it. That way they got more time in the SATs. I mean, that's apparent.
Culture is really upside down. And I just look at a lot of young people and internet culture, and you know, to feel the community, to feel the togetherness, it's you can identify as something on the spectrum, and you know, so I can fit in with my online friends. I want to be on the spectrum, and
well, being on the spectrum is not what it used to be. There was no spectrum. You were autistic. That was bad.
Yeah. And no, don't get me wrong. Like, autism is a horrible, terrible thing. And I think that. I truly believe that. But I don't think today's generation truly believes it.
Well, if you're on the spectrum and it's mild, you know, there have been enough films. What's the film? It'll come to me about traders that day traders, hedge fund guys, Musk guys being obsessive and having that sort of stuff and being on the spectrum, but it doesn't mean badly. It means it gives them an edge in certain ways, even though they're awkward in behavior. But that's interesting. I'll have to, what you guys are saying, I'll have to think about that. So when RFK...
And I also want to underline, too, in case anyone with autistic parents out there or parents of autistic children out there, I want to underline that this trend really diminishes the fact when someone actually does have autism and needs the help. It really diminishes their desire and need for that help.
Yes.
I have to take a deeper look at that. But we all agree. The one thing the three of us are saying is a lot of this is either wanting that diagnosis, identifying with it, or being more and more people diagnosed with it, not because there's anything different that vaccines caused, but we're more sensitive to it now. In one way or another, we're diagnosing more people with it. If that it's so clear to me what I've seen over the years, even the mildest type of thing, you can be diagnosed as being on the spectrum. Hey, he's on the spectrum, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, it explains why I'm this way, you know, instead of just being like, oh, we're all unique individuals with our own struggles and such.
Yeah, I'm sort of in league with that. I'm saying it's not caused by an external factor here at this point. 855-839-1210. So when you hear people throw that stat around, I kind of get, come on, really, RFK, you know better, come on. But let's get down to it here, 1 in 34 versus 1 in 10,000. The lion's share, a great number of these people, are not any different than they were before. It's just that we're seeing it differently. Is there some other element? Now, if he says the timing of vaccination, okay, let's look at it. But I just hope that this is not the main focus. His main focus should be on food, what's in foods. We've talked about this a lot. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. Don't forget the side question, the improbable. You heard Redfield there. Dr. Marty said that right from the beginning. The vulnerable people were people with some chronic disease that was underlying and then COVID did them in. With kids, the idea of vaccinating them was ridiculous. The stuff that went on with schools was ridiculous. But I still maintain, and you can come after me if you want. It's not just me saying it. I know President Trump doesn't want to go back to this, but the two biggest things up until now that Trump has done, number one, changing this narrative, and we're seeing it with Ukraine. We're not going to get involved in these unending wars. Republicans used to be involved in that, and Democrats. Republicans no longer follow that. The other thing that he did, this showed all-out will and all-out drive. He got vaccine that I believe saved a lot of people based upon what we're talking about, underlying problems. They would have died. More people would have died of COVID. Now, was with Pfizer particularly, was there transparency? Should we have done this with teenagers? The answers are obviously no. Should we have given people more choice, ivermectin, other things? Absolutely yes. Should people have been kicked out of the military or something else? No. Can't all those things be true? So I would ask you, as Kennedy comes in, it's not something Trump wants to talk about at this point, but I salute him for it. That all-out effort, few presidents would have gotten that done. Was that a mistake by Trump, or do you give him credit for it? For the reason I said. Now, the idea that it was manipulated, that we didn't have transparency on some of the effects, you know, we're learning more now, and I think Kennedy will get in more emphasis on Pfizer and some of these others. Fauci, no disclosure to women who were pregnant or thinking about being pregnant, and this, and some of the risk factors, some of the numbers that would have gone into this, they would have been better off not doing that. Then they would have rolled the dice on COVID better. And the bottom line, Marty, Dr. Marty says this every time he's on, the bottom line is this principally struck those who had underlying problems of one sort, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, et cetera, and killed them. The vaccine helped save a lot. But with others, somebody was a healthy male, 15 to 19 years of age. Why would you vaccinate? Well, it was tough to know then. You were getting all kinds of conflicting information. So no, I salute Trump for this. I always have and I always will. He saved people by that push. Now, he was out of office after that. The scrum over truth and advertising about some of the things we now know, that didn't happen. But you can't neglect the fact that it was Trump that got this done as a good thing. 855-839-1210. All right. All those calls were coming to you next on Talk Radio 1210. Right.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Jr., Dano's show. So, you know, every time we talk about RFK Jr., there is a flurry. He's going to have the most consequence. And when I played you with Robert Redfield talking about chronic disease, bang, right there, that's enough. Go after that. The autism part, I want to see how he goes about it. I'd like to hear him say, look, I'm not saying this, that, or the other with it. Stop saying the 1 in 34 versus the 1 in 10,000. There's an obvious reason why. And I'm not even studying this or doing this day to day. We're identifying more people, for good, bad, or not. There could be downside to identifying it. We're doing that. Is it because they truly are very much like we used to think of autism? No. We've kind of extended it. You could argue either we've gone too far or we're being more sensitive and we realize something. That's why we call it the spectrum. You know, every time I hear that stat, well, that must mean... No, it doesn't must mean anything. All right, let's go to Chris in Bordentown. Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Man, I am telling you guys, you hit it right on the head. And talking about this overdiagnosis part of it, my daughter, she swears up and down she's on the spectrum. And she tells me she thinks I'm on the spectrum. And she thinks my dad's on the spectrum. And she thinks my uncle's on the spectrum. And she's trying to convince me and gaslight me to try to tell me that we're all on the spectrum. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Well, how old's your daughter?
She's 25 now. And she's going to have a baby in May. She's not autistic. But she's got to convince. She's been convinced. And I think the schools and the people around you and the IEPs and the... I mean, she's been in the system of care a little bit. Yeah, she definitely has something going on, but it's not autism.
And yeah, I hear you. You told Henry, too, it's a new ADHD and all that stuff. You know, I had kids at camp. They would say, oh, I had sugar. I'm going to go wild. It's like they were told suddenly they're going to go nuts. Yeah. So, you know, it would be helpful if RFK would just calm this down and stop saying 1 out of 34 versus 1 out of 10,000. It's obvious we've gone either a little bit overboard or however you want to put it. We're sensitive to the spectrum. We're identifying more people. There might be some other things going on, but that takes away, you know, a lot of people.
I agree with you, and I have one more thing to say about
sure.
that. Is that, you know, I grew up, and I think I knew maybe one person that had autism. And when I came in the military, I had a few commanders. Now, the base that we're near right here in McGuire has a lot of services around here. So they typically take people who have needs and bring them to this base because there's a lot of services around here. But that I met my commander, and I had a chief, and I know one other person, and they had children that are on the spectrum, and I'm kidding, no kidding, autism. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy to go on my neighborhood on base and you'll find families that have children that have real, actual autism. And I get angry with my daughter when she tries to diagnose other people's kids or tell other adults that they have autism. And I think it's insulting because she doesn't have any place to do that. That's something that doctors and teachers would typically pick up on in early years in development and then refer them to correct services. Other people, children, and other adults and parents have no right to go around to try to diagnose other people or self-diagnose. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, Chris. I'm glad you brought it up. And I think, you know, I just like to hear that stated, what you and I just said. It's an obvious thing. We know it. So the numbers are still 1 out of 34. That's an awful lot. But let's explore the overdiagnosis part of this, too. And let's not panic that there's something out there that's triggering this when that's just not the case. Thank you, Chris. Great call. You know, I'm open to hear, is there something involved? I remember Tom's River. At one point in time, there seemed to be a number of cases. I never saw if anybody said, well, you had a bunch of doctors there, was sensitive to this. They were diagnosing more. It was thought there's some environmental thing there. There were landfills and all that. Okay, I'm open to looking at this. But stop saying that figure and acting like there's some big cover-up going when it's right in front of us. The obvious nature of more diagnoses. Now, what Henry and Dan said, I haven't seen myself. That's even more startling. That adds even more credibility. I mean, what's the first thing they said with Elon Musk? Oh, he's got to be on the spectrum. I don't know that, per se. I don't know if he's ever been diagnosed. He just might be brilliant. And I remember Jim Worthington, when he was on, said he was introduced to him down at the president's place. And he goes, well, Elon's not much of a conversationalist. So I can't imagine.
He said on SNL back in 2021, yeah, he revealed that he has Asperger's.
Okay. And that's often an area where we see this strangeness, but slash also brilliance. It might be obsessive. You know, you might just be obsessive. I mean, I don't think I was ever diagnosed with that. But as we know, when certain things that I'm going to determine to get, there is an obsessiveness here that I restrain myself. Really, I don't allow to be seen even how obsessive I would be. I mean, to win within legal bounds, I would do anything. So there's that. Can we get you to jump and dunk a basketball, bro? Yes. Now, here's what we're going to do.
Joe in Bordentown's call plays right in.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Joe, you're on talk. By the way, I believe being a talk show host, there's a certain amount of quirkiness that you need to do that. There's just a little bit. You don't want to be too off. Just a little twist. Don't turn that knob too far. Quirky. Joe, you're in Bordentown. Hi, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I mean, there's an obvious answer to this, and it's a certain person driving with only one foot.
That is very good. I tried that at various points, and they went, nah, well, why go through all this to get back for the reaction was just too
much. So what Joe's suggesting is improbable, is Dom ever driving with 1 foot rather than the 2 feet that he normally drives with.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely, Joe. That's a good one. Yeah, and it started because of a broken ankle, and I couldn't do it.
Sure it did.
It did. I have documentation on that. Then when I tried to go back for some reason, it was just not possible. All right, let's see. Which is a break? Which is okay. Dwayne in Valley Forge here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dwayne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Side question about probability. I think here in Philadelphia, we can celebrate the sweetest probability ever. You not only had a winning quarterback in the Super Bowl, but he caught a touchdown pass. I don't think you'll ever see that one play again.
That's a great one.
That is a great one. The great Nick Foles. And Brady had a ball thrown to him. I don't know if he'd have been able to score on it, if you remember, in that Super Bowl. He was open, and he was only at the 20-yard line, and he dropped it. So there's that.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it is. And not only that, what was the play? Philly or the Philly special? They were calling it two different things. They were so, you know, crazed over running that play.
Yep, we can cherish it forever.
Thank you. I wonder what Belichick was saying. I don't know if he was mic'd up on the sidelines for that one with the Philly special. I'm sure Belichick appreciated the audacity of it, seeing that play out. Maybe not.
Well, they threw a quarterback pass, too, and Brady didn't catch it.
Right, that's why I just, he had hurt his hand. He hit a helmet in practice that week. I remember it was taped up. And I don't know that he would have scored, but he was potentially, I guess he could have scored. All right, so we played you, by the way, we're going to hear from the Bucks County DA coming up at 2 o'clock, because I'm sounding the alarm here. We had her on once before. Her record is really good out there in Bucks County, but she has a race coming up to remain as the Bucks County DA. Now, I'm not saying this guy is Larry Krasner. No one's Larry Krasner. I mean, for talk radio's sake, we got the all-timer. These other guys, like you've seen Gaston, the guy in L.A. and all, they're kind of mealy mouth. You know, they're crazed ideologically, these progressive prosecutors. This guy, though, this guy's gone down Broadway. You don't hear them saying, I'm taking on Donald Trump. I'm going to be a democracy advocate, as he did yesterday. Just wild stuff. Insufferable beyond belief. when he takes the glasses and starts cleaning them, when he makes women with a walker stand up through a long news conference as he sits down, he's got it all when it comes to obnoxiousness. So out in the suburbs is a guy named Joe Kahn. I think he's going to be the Democrat nominee. He's from Philadelphia. He ran against Larry Krasner as a progressive prosecutor. He didn't have all of Krasner's money the first time around. He's a big fan of sanctuary cities. I'm looking right from the interview that he gave. I would say he's more to the left than Jack Stolzheimer over in Delaware County. So think about it. If this guy won out of our area, we would have Krasner, Stolzheimer, and Kahn. The guy over in Montgomery County, I don't always agree with Steele, but I think he's not ideologically bent to any of these degrees. And Chester County, they're just a mess, and they're going to be flip red pretty soon. There, I don't know enough to put it there. All right, we're also going to talk, the prize that we have this week coming up. The second annual Bucks County Paracon is coming up. The paranormal. Last year, it was a big hit. I'm going to ask about the drones. Any theories? Will they be droning a lot there?
Ooh,
we are answers. We are flying now drones, predator drones, over the Mexican cartels, eyeballing them.
You personally?
No, the American government is. Okay. I'm not a big fan of the drone, as we know.
Well, you do patrol the border.
And that's right. Thank you, Howard. And yet, we don't have an answer still, do we? And we've given up. Are you satisfied with the answer of the New Jersey drones?
This What's guy actually behind goes that? Out during his radio show and patrols the border during his commercial breaks.
Thank you, Howard. That's right. Get better writers, too. It was just 14 minutes, and that's the best they could come up on me. He's the nice guy of talk radio. I'm wondering, why are these people threatening me on Twitter? And by the way, only three or four. You know, when Stern at his height, if he turned people loose on you on Twitter, there'd be thousands coming after you, right?
Now it's just like a dribble.
Now it's, yeah.
Just a dribble of individuals.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right. This is February, of course, is American Heart Month. And it's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthily, heart-friendly foods, and also be mindful of your dental health. Because plaque, when that builds up, it can actually lead to bacteria growth, which sometimes leads to conditions like endocarditis or arteriosclerosis. So now's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prosthodontist Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz works with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, but even more importantly, to maximize their oral health to help improve their overall health. Just like heart disease can strike at any age, so can dental challenges. So if you have concerns about your oral health, give Dr. Bentz a call at 610-272-6949. My dentist, my guy, Dr. Bentz, heard us telling you about him for about 10 years. If you said, yeah, I really need to get a different dentist, I really need to have a look-see, get that evaluation. The Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile and call at 610-272-6949. All right, seeing some good improbables, and of course, paranormal improbable, but not impossible. Improbable, a Seinfeld reunion. That's a good one. joining us is Eric Mintel. Is it Mintel? Mintel.
I think it's Mintel.
Okay.
We'll find out from him.
Yeah. Eric, the TV show, Eric Mintel investigates a paranormal and founder of Paracon. Ooh. I didn't know that. It's the second year of this. Over at one of our favorite spots.
Before we bring him in.
Yes.
Have you had any close encounters with ghosts?
No, I have
not. No? Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
What?
No, I do not.
Oh, man. Once you have your encounter, your whole world will be turned upside down.
No, you know, the haunted house and all that. But I'm more interested in the droning here to see what he says about that. Let's go to Eric here. Eric, your last name is Mintel?
Yes.
Eric, well, thank you for joining us. Thanks for hosting, and you're a listener. You're the founder of Paracon. Why the need for that? Are we in a period now where even more people are interested?
I think so, and I thank you for having me on, by the way.
You're
and
welcome.
Yes, I think people are more interested, and I think the stigma is kind of going away as well, because you've got the government saying, hey, folks, the UFOs you're seeing are real. We just don't know what they are, you know, and it's giving us and it's giving people a chance to really, you know, tell their story, because I don't care who it is. Someone has had some kind of paranormal experience that they can't explain. And in our investigations, I also go into a lot of these on the skeptical side. And I've said it before, you know, where I really want to know what is going on here, you know, and especially in the ghost situation. But having said that, and then having captured what we've actually captured on video, I'm a real firm believer now that there's a real thin veil from here to there. And I think at the end of the day, people are seeing something, that whether it's they're connected to the spirit world, maybe it's in family lines, you know, because people have had experiences in family, you know, generation after generation. So it's a real fascinating time to be in. And it's just, and Paracon is going to be incredible. Last year, I founded this with my partner over there at the college, you know, Pete Chevereau, who is awesome to work with. And he and I, you know, I thought this area needed something like that. You know, we had a huge UFO flap back in 2008, and it's still being talked about today. And even last year, we did another UFO flap that happened here in Bucks County. People were sending me drawings of what they're seeing. They're seeing, like, brightly lit objects hovering. So this drone situation is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time.
What about Bucks County? Yeah, Bucks County seems to be a place. Is it? I always thought with some of this stuff that you mentioned, if you have an area where it can be kind of marshy, kind of misty and all that, you're going to get more of this. What about Bucks County, though? It seems to drive some of this stuff, Eric.
Dom, I mean, this area is very, very historic. Okay, so we've got a lot of ties to the Underground Railroad. We've experienced a lot of those, but you've got a lot of historical figures. You've got war, you know, people that have died at certain sites. But Bucks County's always been known for that ghost, you know, in the paranormal lore and legends, you know. And so why I started Eric Mantell Investigates was because, you know, we're passing by these unbelievably awesome places in Bucks County every day, and no one has a clue what's in their own backyard, you know. So we're telling these stories and investigating some of these places. I mean, we've done places like the Water Wheel Tavern, the Plumsteadville Inn. All of these places have got some crazy, crazy energy and stuff that we've captured that we can't explain.
Does it help or hurt them to have a little bit of that veneer of ghosts there? I guess it helps.
Dom, ghosts are good for business. I will say that again.
Yes,
ghosts
yeah.
are good for business.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, Dom, I mean, we just don't do, like, ghosts. I mean, we're doing it all. We're covering UFOs. Bigfoot, we did Bigfoot in the New Jersey Pine Barrens, which we had an encounter with that, which was unbelievable. Ooh. Down at the Wharton State Forest. And again, I look at those shows and I see these guys whooping and hollering and I have to laugh. And I'm like, is that what they really sound like? But I'll be damned if that's not what we heard 5 miles into the Pine Barrens. Nobody's around. And we heard this whoop, and the researcher's wife that was with us, she goes to answer it back, and they're having a conversation.
Whoa.
It was the spookiest thing.
So, go ahead, Dan.
I have to ask, though, why Bigfoot? In Jersey, you would think it's the Jersey Devil, Mel.
Exactly, and I don't want to piss any Jersey people off at all. You know, that's the thing. You have the Jersey Devil, but I think for years there's been a lot of misidentifications. The reason why we were down there is because Eric Spinner is a great friend of mine. He's a Bigfoot researcher, and his partner, Art Mack, they've been doing a lot of research. They've been getting a lot of reports of these weird 5 to 6 foot hairy individuals, I kid you not, going into neighborhoods from the woods, grabbing the garbage, taking it back into the woods, and they're getting hair samples, they're getting tracks.
They're on to be dumb.
I mean, they're casting tracks. So there's something going on.
That's a Pineys, so to speak. Yeah, that's my
I am 100% yes, with yes, Eric. Yeah. I've had encounters out in the Pine Barrens. Maisie's parents live out there.
Yeah.
And even she's scared to sleep at her childhood home anymore just because of the noises she used to hear out there in the woods.
Yeah, but, Pine Barrens are ripe in this.
Oh, yeah, the Pine Barrens is unbelievable. And we did an investigation of, again, I go out with this skeptical mindset. We went out and did an investigation of what's called the Beast of Bray, B-R-A-Y, Bray Road, and that's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So we went out there to investigate this creature that has been seen for years from people crossing over Bray Road, eating roadkill with its hands, 5 to 6 foot tall, basically like a walking canine, like a werewolf type creature. So again, I go out there thinking, oh, you know, we're going to get a great documentary. We're going to hear some great stories, never thinking once that we'd ever encounter this thing. And we actually did. And it's all on my video. People could check it out. It's called The Beast of Bray Road, Alive and Well. It's on our YouTube channel. This thing on the night of October 3rd of 2021, we're still wrapping our heads around what this thing was. And it was absolutely just, we were gobsmacked, man. It was unbelievable.
So, Eric, it's great to have you as a listener. So when is the event at the ZLOC, which is a great facility we love? We've done several events, and we'll do more there. How much is the admission? And again, with dates, times, and all that.
Yep. It's going to be Saturday, March 8th.
Okay.
Coming up pretty soon, March 8th from 12 to 7, right there at the ZLOC Performing Arts Center, 275 Swamp Road. It's $45 for the entire day. We've got speakers like Dave Schrader, Charles Halt from the Rendlesham Forest UFO incident. We've got Stan Gordon, Tom Carey talking about the Roswell deathbed confessions. I mean, and a special appearance by Bill Burns from UFO Hunter. So it's going to be a great day. We've got a lot of vendors. We've got food trucks. And the best thing, free parking.
Yeah, exactly. And you think the Trump administration is going to release what? You hope they'll release
nothing.
What? Nothing.
Nothing. They'll release probably nothing, as you know, as we've seen. You know, you get to a point where, yeah, maybe it's going to be released, but it never is. I mean, even when you've got the Navy pilots coming forward saying, hey, you know, this is what happened. This is my story. We've had these congressional hearings. Thankfully, they are being taken a little bit seriously, but I'm not holding out hope for that. But I do think that disclosure possibly could happen soon, probably within the next year. Who's going to disclose that? I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eric. Glad to have you as a listener. It's a great spot. A lot of action that day. I hope people take advantage of it. Where do they go to buy tickets right now?
They could go right on the Bucks County Community College website. They could go on my website, and it goes right to the college. It's ericmintelinvestigates.org, and right to Bucks County College. I think it's bucks.edu, and they can go right to the events page and find tickets. And it's going to be a phenomenal day, and you know, we're really looking forward to seeing everyone. There's going to be some really compelling conversations and topics, and that's going to be a great, great thing for the area.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Eric Mintel here on Talk Radio 1210. More coming up. We got some more on the side answer. A lot of people on this, I love the guy on Twitter. Your two partners there saying people want to be labeled as autism, as autistic. All right. It was quite a spin here. So you see when Kennedy gets into this, my wish, though, is just, come on, RFK, Trump does it. You know, he just grabs at this. Stop saying, well, why is it 1 out of 34 and 1 out of 10,000? We've given you the reason. All right? It's an obvious thing. It might even be more obvious. We might be over-diagnosing it. So stop saying that. You can investigate and say, is there anything else environmentally, et cetera, et cetera? But are you really going to open up the whole vaccine thing over something that we see pretty clearly? What's going on here? At least I do. 855-839-1210. By the way, I'm looking at a show where Paul Offit, who's over at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, was on with one of the Kennedy guys. And they really went after him being on the boards of pharmaceuticals, etc. So this is going to be a pitched battle. Kennedy is going to have almost as consequence as a president can have. That's how big the stuff is that he's involved in. No doubt. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. A lot of callers. Let's go to Kevin in Bucks County. Kevin, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Kevin. Hi.
Good morning. Speaking of Southampton, I wanted to let you know my daughter has a master's in art therapy from Jefferson.
Okay.
And she works at a place called Foundations Behavioral Health. It's a hospital that's been around for 60 years working with kids, quote unquote, on the spectrum.
Right.
That's their only clients. She is even telling me these days that that term is misused because, well, for one, Elon Musk has already been self-admitted Asperger's. So there's varying degrees because my yes. daughter has kids that they actually come in handcuffs because they're nonverbal. She's been attacked and bitten and everything else. So the term is overused in her opinion, right? And I can't speak for her, but it's just what she tells me. And one in 34, 32, I think that's way too much, in my opinion. Because let's face it, we've all been vaccinated, right? We've all had our MMRs. So I don't think there's a correlation between vaccinations. I think it's more outside environmental issues.
But yeah, possibly. I don't know how food would, but you're right. It's something to be explored. Now, if Kennedy sticks to the timings of all these, that's an element that's a little bit different. I'm okay with that. But you're right. There would be more people, and there's not one out of 34 that just suddenly has what you described, Kevin, because when I had a summer camp, I had kids like exactly what you're talking about. And they were autistic in the sense they weren't violent, but in another space versus this mild, obsessive, call it what you will, that we used to think maybe even was a character flaw. Now you're put on the spectrum. Kennedy ought to stop saying it. I mean, it's getting people crazy with it. And I think it undermines his credibility. He has more nuance on this than Trump does, because he's lived this and studied this.
But I also think he's speaking out of turn, too, because OCD is not autism, because I know many people that have OCD, and they can be mild, where you know there's certain routines that they have to do, and that has nothing to do with autism.
Right.
So I think Kennedy's speaking out of turn, and he should dial it down a little bit, because, again, speaking not for my daughter, but this is what she's always wanted to do this as a career. And I mean, she's got kids that are age out, and they say to her, when I grow up, I want to be an art therapist just like you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It is, because she goes, Dad, I got to tell you, this is why I chose this career, because her personality profile she took was an advocate, Myers-Briggs, right? Just looking out for the small kid, you know, the bully, the one was bullied. And she will not have it any other way, because she just speaks for them.
Absolutely.
And she does get attacked. I mean, it's crazy. This one kid bit her twice and scratched her, broke her skin.
I've seen it. I've seen the other. Dan, we had a kid who could predict when it was going to snow and stuff like this. So one time we had him at the camp and we told him he's wrong when he came. It snowed where he lives, not where the camp was.
Wow.
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's fascinating.
I mean, the kid started to ask him, when am I going to die and all. That's when I had to stop it. It got a little bit too... But he had an ability, go figure, he had a numerical ability. This was severe, and the compensation there. I don't know the difference between Asperger's and this stuff on the spectrum with Elon Musk, but there is something there. Uh-oh, Leslie, to the woodshed.
Ooh.
Here we go. Fisher Pine hasn't called in a while. I think I can feel it all the way from Bryn Mawr. Hey, Leslie, how you doing?
Aloha.
Aloha.
I love when you have the Harry Krasner or Larry Krasner in your crosshairs. You get so fired up.
It's a good brother, yeah. Harry.
It is awesome radio.
Well, thank you, Leslie.
So I'm going to start with my answer for the question today. And it's that Fauci will never see prison time.
Yeah, that's very improbable. Very improbable.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I'm going to tie that into the Russian-Ukraine war.
Oh, here we go.
So, if you remember, gain of function, that terminology really started to get tossed around in 2021. It was something most of us were not familiar with. And gain of function is what caused the pandemic.
Right.
In Ukraine, the U.S. is building bioweapon labs on the border of Russia and Ukraine. Putin starts to build up his military defense, recognizing that a pandemic can happen again, and the U.S. is doing gain-of-function bioweapons on his border. So in February of 22, at the Munich Security Conference, Kamala Harris says it's a good idea to invite Ukraine to become a member of NATO.
Right.
Bad idea. Okay, that breaks an agreement that was made with Russia. And February 24th is when Russia first, attacked.
But now we're leaving one thing out, though. You realize, but for listeners, the Ukrainians gave up the ability to have nuclear weapons in order to get some relief themselves here. Leslie, isn't it true? The Ukrainians didn't start this. It said Biden was weak and Putin
I agree. Yeah. Ukraine did not start this.
Right.
The United States started this.
In what way? I say weakness. You're saying because...
In what way? They were building biolabs bioweapon labs on Russia's border in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
With Ukraine. Ukraine would give up nuclear weapons, sure, because they've got bioweapons. And the use of bioweapons in the pandemic.
And just think of the nation, though. Think of Russia and their use of chemical and biological. So you think they're attacking, that they don't have all that in their arsenal also?
I don't think they have the sophistication that has been determined by the, I think the U.S. is ahead of them in that regard.
All right, Leslie, thank you. I got a roll, but thank you. Great call. I mean, I don't see it that way as far as why he would attack, because Biden was weak and this is what he's going to do to restore their empire. All right, coming up, we're going to speak with the DA out in Bucks County because we had Krasner yesterday. Do we have a Krasner light candidate on the Democrat side coming to the suburbs? You saw what Stolzheimer did this week. Could that happen in Bucks County? That's straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.